I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have
Tayshawn in the building,
as well as
Tia. I'm here.
What's going on? Today is September 11th, 2018, and we have Rex calling in shortly. But you know, we want to take a second and just acknowledge the day that it is, and send our thoughts out to everybody who was affected by that day and continues to be affected by that day. And it's surreal that it was so long ago. So I'm sure everyone remembers what they were up to. I was talking to Tia earlier. She was 2 years old, and she also remembers. So it's definitely something that sticks with you. And everyone's got a story, and, you know, we're just all, you know, sending love on a day like this. But Season 5 is underway. If you missed the Duke Aron podcast, that is up now. That's on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or LFODradio.com. New episodes drop every Thursday morning. You can get them a little bit sooner if you subscribe, so go ahead and subscribe on iTunes or whatever you use to listen to your podcast. Also, soundcloud.com/LFOD. If you haven't checked that out, we've got the Alumni Cypher series up there. Snippets from past interviews, likes, reposts, and New England hip hop playlist, and some interviews that are only on there, such as Ron Beatty, Mari, Graveyard Shift, Slain, etc. We also dropped the Duke Aron Extra Bars after he came through here. Nice little a cappella, which, if you ask me, he went in on. So you can catch that on our YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or anywhere. If you just type hashtag extra bars, you will find that. Let us know if you're tuned in at LFOD Radio on everything. Put an underscore at the end of that on Twitter, but it'll fill itself in before you get there. It's just at LFOD Radio. And if you are an artist yourself, clean records, submissions at LFODradio.com. Like I said, Rex was going to be in here in the flesh to talk about his new album, which drops on Friday, but he is actually at an airport, but he has great cell phone service, so he's going to be calling in. And
great service.
I would be remiss if we did not at least speak about Mac Miller for a moment here. Rest in peace to Mac. It's a, I guess we're starting on a sad note today, but that was definitely a death that was felt throughout the hip-hop and musical world. I don't think I remember seeing an outpouring like that from so many different people across so many different spheres and planes, and, you know, people you never even knew had a relationship to him. I didn't listen to a lot of Mac, but he genuinely seemed like a really good dude. who, you know, left people better than when he arrived, and he definitely looked out. So many stories of people who he gave their first break, like even Ferg and like random people like that, that he, you know, he just looked out for when he didn't have to. And he really seemed like a true artist who, he could have ridden that frat rap wave as long as he wanted, but he really got serious about his craft and really seemed like he wanted to be, you know, the best artist he could be. And that mansion and studio out in Cali, you know, a lot of people, you know, perfected their sounds in there as well. So he definitely contributed greatly. And I had no idea he was even that young. Like, it seemed like he had done so much. It really blew me away. Found out he was only 26 years old. So rest in peace, Mac Miller, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have any comments on that.
I loved Mac Miller. He was like, I don't want to sound like that person, but I kind of like listened to him before there was like a wave of like listening to him. I don't know how, but on Pandora, I like stumbled across, I think like it was like his first mixtape or something back in like 2010. And I remember being like really...
Kool-Aid and Pizza?
Ugh, yeah. And I remember being like really, really, really sad when I heard this news, because his recent album was so good. And I was speaking, you know, sadly about how depressed he was and about how it was a cry for help. And to see that this had happened to him, just, it broke my heart, you know. He was really, really a good artist. And, you know, someone said something on Twitter that, like, you know, if you listen to Mac Miller, it was like losing one of the homies. And it's really true. Like,
yeah,
he felt like, you know, someone that was there with you when you listen to his music. And rest in peace. And I hope everyone going through it, you know, finds a way through it.
Yeah. Hi, when I heard the news, I was just like, this ain't real, dog.
No, I was like,
y'all bugging. Like, you know how there was like, how apparently there's like a fake news links, apparently, like you can literally just type something in, and then when you actually click the link, it's like, oh yeah, make your fake news story today or something like that, right?
But that's upsetting.
I thought that was the case, but then it was like, and then I just started seeing more of it, and then TMZ started posting about it, and I was like, nah, this is actually real. And it was surprising to me, because I'm kind of in the same boat with you, Sam. Like, I didn't really listen to Mac Miller that much, but every time, like, I've seen Mac Miller, it was never like I had anything bad to say about him. It was never.
He can rap, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't like, oh yeah, he's one of these artists where it's like, and regardless if he was or wasn't, either way, it was just like, it wasn't really a matter of, oh, Mac Miller is like any like a bad like artist or even a bad person. It was just everything that he's done was more or less out of like the genuine side of his heart, and more or less like he was clearly struggling with a lot of different things, and I think he made that very clear in some instances. And in some instances, I feel like it was kind of like motivated, like what was really going on, because like I said, like he was really struggling, you know what I mean? So I feel like in regards to this, it's more or less of like, we need to kind of understand that when people have issues like this, it's not really a matter of debate on whether or not somebody should like kind of have like, you know, eyes on them. You know what I mean? Because Mac Miller was a great person. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's just like you said, like he came through for so many people. Like Michael Christmas actually put him on. I mean, he put on Michael Christmas, and literally, just seeing his reaction to it was like devastating, because it's like he's touched so many people's hearts, and it's like, again, whether you or not you was a fan of him, it's still something that's like, wow, like you could already tell that he was just like a genuine person and definitely somebody that like really cared about the people that he was surrounded by, you know?
Yeah.
So
rest in peace, Mac, and hopefully, you know, if you, yeah, there's nothing really more to say than that, but rest in peace. And you know, go listen to Swimming if you haven't. And yeah, we're gonna play, I have a couple Mac Miller tracks.
Yes.
Cleans. They're all features. I used to love his features, because he would eat it up. And but I mean, he's got records with Sean Price. Like, it's crazy. Like, you wouldn't have thought that, but he went and searched that out, and like, you know, he definitely, yeah. So this one is called That Sound Good. So Absol.
Oh, I love that song so much.
Mac Miller, you are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
That sound good right here. I'm just a regular chillin' with thugs and legends. I got deceased contacts in my phone, I never delete. I keep a cellular plugged into heaven. Somebody nudged the reverend, tell him I'm selling a white girl like I'm Starbucks, Uggs and leggings. All of these hugs and kissy emojis killing my foji. All of these soldiers killing a phony. I told him to chill, but still I'm an OG. Wish I could go back in time and keep it real with my old lady. I asked, would she rather deal with adultery or would she rather deal with my cold feet? That's a wild question. May the best man win, and may I be the best man that I could be everywhere I'm at with my wedding. Get live rounds from guns in a gigantic, cause you wouldn't bow down like the front of the Titanic. You're gonna die, damn it. I'm bringing drama through your homicidio like I'm trying to say homicide in Spanish. My name is Joel Ortiz, said.
That sound good, girl. That sound good, girl, right here. That sound good right there. That sound good right there.
I'm in tip-top condition. Gotta keep the passion.
Good right there.
Yo, I'm in tip-top condition with a hustler's ambition. I'm sick of hip-hop. I should be in the damn kitchen whipping something potent for the chosen clientele. All the smoke that I inhale, I'm supposed to be high as hell. But that's a twisted figure of speech. Hell is below you. I'm guaranteed heaven before I'm beneath the soil. Toil with the squad, that's how you get sent to God, dog. You know it's backwards to go against God, dog. Whoever gets a whiff of the base is loaded like the World Series. Steve Jobs died, now the World Series.
I respect you.
And that's serious as a heart attack. I'm an ancient artifact. We question if your art is fact. In fact, you gassed up like you hard to match. Leave you ablaze, extinguish your remains. I'm the leader of this game, old school or new. Old soul, but my shoes is new. Yo, yo.
That sound good right there. That sound good right there. That sound good right, right. That sound good right there. That sound good right. That sound good right there.
A bunch of poison in my bloodstream. Now it's getting ugly, I must be another junkie. How lucky am I to still be alive? I'm going crazy. Bought a Mercedes with money I raised for Haiti. Abducted Brenda's baby, sold it to a gay couple. Take drugs, too high enough to juggle with some space shuttles. Your worst nightmare, breathing all the white air. Inhale, exhale.
That sound good right there.
Yeah, the unforgettable, walking bicentennial man. Born an idea, was never a man. I'm with Absolute Soul, Nickel 9 and Primo. Larry's fishy brought the Technicolor dream coat. I'm spitting on the face of evil. You internet rappers with no matter how to leash you. I ain't human, more a movement of illusions. Live from confusion, if you see him, shoot him. Boom.
That sound good right there. That sound good right, right. That sound good right. Dip, yeah. That sound good right there.
Right on my tongue, look.
Yeah, check. My flow is unknown to man yet. Amen. Keep running around like an annual banquet. Made a withdrawal with your broad, she left the bank wet. Rubber like a condom, contemplating dangerous sex. I'm unimpressed with your talent, skill still appeal. A maestro on the mic though, I'm almost ill as Camille, for real. Ain't never running from nothing, I'm fit to treadmills. Name another movement making time stand still. High power to the third degree. Murder, we emerged and it was an emergency. It's closed curtains for you worthless earthlings. Hurting cause I rise like mercury in the burning heat. Word on the street, soloed and done it again. Look at me, I used to match a dub sack with my friends. Now we smoking by the O, like the letters P and N. Ain't have to start watching CNN for you to CNN. It's coming quicker than you think, don't mean to rub it in like Lubriderm, but you should learn that you can never vote with him. Abs getting bigger, but I ain't do no sit-ups. Got the hiccups cause I keep puffing ports without the filter. Feel the vibe switching every single room that I enter. Told my bitch to make room for a tomb for her placenta. Again, I fuck until she have a seizure in my leisure time. She know I love her, also know I don't need her.
cause I'm a king and I smoke a lot of weed. That makes sense, it's about 33 ounces in a liter. In layman's terms, you lames had better pay respect, or you'll be sleeping, they'll be at your wake, paying their respect.
So this the so-called wickedness, old folk killer-ish. Most dopes in the kit, the GoPros filming it. Good luck, sniffish-ish, broke no benefits. Smack him in his face and then I'm blowing smoke into it. Obliterated on the biggest stage, ish. I figure fame is just a zip game. That's why there's raindrops dripping off my window pane. And I was getting money far before the fiscal came. Official names got plugs like a new strain does. You may be hot inside your city, homie, you ain't us. You can't trust nothing if it's coming with a dollar sign. It's genius coming from out of my opera mind. Cross the line, it's just not the time. And he ain't thinking, put that red dot on his mind. I'm Santana's bandana against me. You don't stand a chance, call you fancy pants. Cause when you drunk, you do the hammer dance. If there's a random chance you fucking up my phantom plans, I'ma go bananas and blame him into the ambulance. My mother's sonogram was like a mission statement, cause I wasn't patient, left that piece in a spaceship. Y'all fools basic, your parents both racist. I'm lawyering these fools out here, beating cases. Cheating skid, so she plead the fifth. Yeah, it's Larry Fish, homie, he's a myth. You sunk my battleship, I'll be in Nazareth by where Jesus lived. And your homie with you, he's a bitch, some vagina shit. Getting faded, going sin in Vegas. I'm just observing, man, of different faces. Yep, some bitch liquor, want my kids in her. She a switch hitter, told her bring a shit with her. The skid split her like a swisher, then a Mountie. I never eat the pizza if it's lousy. It's lousy, I'm the son with ominous Nostradamus, anonymous visions, confident some Obama-ish, and moccasins taking moccasins.
It's mad real pulling steel. Get 5-0 though, know what I'm saying?
Long as I'm sitting well and not raising hell.
Salute Diamond D. Scientific R.I.P. Lawtown King.
It's the most official flow that's like a loaded pistol. Cobra kiss you, make you feel like that Ebola hit you. More than men, the peasants, I'm a legend, I'm an effing icon. Once you turn the mic on, mind gone, galaxy beyond. The buzz light years beyond peers. Write songs for nerds and killers, words the realest. Frank Chinchilla got him indicted, I don't take the top spot. I don't like it, don't recite it, I don't lie about my life. I'm too secure of where my life is, it was rap and hit the track. Balls of balls with the life is from the law. Pollo Dipico was giving us the itis, what I right, by this wild, it's crazy, Joe. Worth the 80s, babies, yo. Born in 77, pair my team, my dad was 7. 30 died early, what you thinking? Hella heaven. I'm thinking Satan's fire, fire and insurance scams. Law town crumbling, but I ain't really give a damn. I had a plan like Scientific and Diamond D. I'm getting discovered and somebody signing me. I left the law for being larger scene, cypher surfing. Found a team, mass state committee, we was working. Dropped the long cane, the chosen, the goals changed. Started thinking tops popping out the gold chain. Too big for my britches, burned a lot of bridges. Lost the queen with my wild staff. Too much alcohol and beer. I'm back at it like I never left. Understand? Short fuse and RVK gets got plans and.
Lawtown, America, the most unknown. City of the immigrants, where the hopeless roam. Pity in the tenements, rats and roaches roam. Carry toasters young, watch your position. Get your spot took, made you look, no option. In the low income, to boulevards succumb. For the ones in the palm, these resort to criminology, cause criminology bored. You say you squeeze them things, you better reach for. You better keep on to the clip, need more. Ride by bullets, fly by, white lie. You don't wanna die looking eye to eye. 2020's hindsight, get your mind right. Realists lying like laws, waiting on flying kites.
I'm talking any ghetto USA. System is Geppetto when Pinocchio do what it say. Used to have a dare shirt with the like I care smirk. Backyard a junkyard, come and join Sanford. And son, be like, run, run. It's 2020. And they burning crosses, I'm going burning shopping. Choppers and they are copping. You say you want a problem, I say you got a problem. They sold us the American dream in the textbook, but all they did is motivate and make the next crook. Make a man chef cook, kitchen connoisseur. Bodega the front now, pitching out a store. From pissing in the elevator, pissing off the law. The mirror show a king, the system seeking more. Where I'm from, no different from what Jigga saw. Try to muzzle when this puzzle's mental jigsaw. Pencil raw, similar to what is in the straw. I wanna break that president's jaw, slap his wig off and cop some smearing off to devour. F*** up the clear tonight, white power, high tower, sniper rifle on you cowards, die now. Later meet the rain showers. This land was never ours, this is how it's always gonna be till we do like Garvey. Hit the road jack on the way out, lick the Bozak. Rex and short fuse, double trouble, Bojack. Rex and short fuse, double trouble, couple toe tags. Foes fall flat, hoes hanging on the gonads. But I'm on spiritual high, I pass them by. Eating green, chasing green Miguel, he catch a green high. I'm still a drink champ, don't get the team amp. Booty boy speaking through real epilogue. And every time I rhyme, design the opus. John Singleton when I wrote this.
And the album's called Order and Chaos, and that's what it's been, man. It's been a wild couple of days, but thanks for having us, man.
Order and Chaos, it drops this Friday.
That's correct. So because of the mind frame being analog, the mind frame was the old way of dropping the album on a Tuesday worked for me. You know, and I loved the date, September 11th. I thought it was a phenomenal date to release it on. It was important and significant, and I thought it was imperative to hold true to that. But the 14th is the day that it will ship.
Why did you feel it would be significant to do it on the 11th?
I just feel like, yo, that date, people like tend to hold significance to, you know, one of the grand atrocities that has happened, you know, in the world. And so I remember not only that occurring, but also Jay-Z dropping his tape at a specific time, and it held a lot of weight in a lot of our minds as fans of the music, and like being able to like kind of balance, you know, such insane things occurring, but at the same time something so powerful coming out, like the piece of music that came out. So I wanted to offer something memorable to that date. I thought it was very important for us to hold true to that.
I hear that. Yeah, it was a big date for hip-hop as well, which and I can only imagine. So it's dropping Friday. Short Fuse produced it entirely. And also, this is your 11th album, so congrats on that.
Thank you very much. We're very happy with the turnout, and I'm so excited for people to like really, you know, take heed of this masterpiece. I feel it is. Short Fuse is getting the respect that he deserves, but I feel it's kind of like, you know, he's gonna grow more into himself with each tape that he releases. He's got a lot in store, so it's phenomenal to be able to be a part of that right now.
How did you guys link up?
I mean, being from the same, you know, surrounding city, having connections as far as the crew that we have. I'll let Fuse tell it.
All right.
Here. Hold up.
Yep.
What's happening, man? We were just wondering how you guys linked up. I know you've been producing for other ST and Show Off guys for a little bit, but how'd you guys link up?
Well, Vex always had been around, you know, he's always been...
and part of the crew, but Rex just came through to my crib. We all, actually, me and Rex been doing joints since back in the day, since like 2009, around there. So we always had joints sprinkled here and there, but one day me and Rex just locked in, and it just didn't stop from there. It just came natural.
How did you bang this album out, like in a weekend? How did it work? Like, because I know how he can get.
Oh, man. Rex is a writing machine. He just did this. You can't swear here, right?
No, please.
I keep it like, all right, so Rex was writing verses left and right. So we basically banged that album out like in about 3 months, but then it took us a little more time to put it out because we had like 30 joints to pick from. We still got way more joints left over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so that's interesting. So how many songs are on this?
I say 17, right? 17. How many songs is on the album? 14, my bad. 14.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got a whole bunch left over, though. We got like a whole nother album.
Nice. That's what's up for sure. Well, that's different because his last one was 35, so.
35 Damn. Songs?
So it's a change of pace there.
That is a great machine right there.
So how would you describe your style, like people who aren't familiar with you, like what should they be expecting with this?
My style is like, it's a mixture of like Spanish soul, just everything, just anything. It's Spanish mixed with soul food, basically.
Okay, I hear him doing the MC thing in the background.
Yeah.
So that's what's up, man. We got a few records off it. We got this Tilly Drop record, and then we also got an unreleased one that we're going to drop later. I think we're going to get into this one. You got any commentary there?
Yeah, man. Drop that.
Drop that, he said. Okay. All right,
man. Thank you guys, man.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Don't hang up, man. Don't hang up.
Peace. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're going to play this record and come right back, all right?
All right, cool.
Tilly Drop, you're tuned into LFOD Radio. This is the new one from Rex and Short Fuse, album dropping on Friday. We'll be back after this with more. Tilly Drop!
Swallow the beat, bon appetit, Swiss Army knife the week. Tsunami style unique, the flow above the mountains, peak pound the street. Godzilla zigzag, the pin pad, the film splash, the camera lenses, ammunition I flash. Fast forward through your vocal BS, unapproachable threat. Sources 5 mic, quotable vet. Mental short fuse, I talk jewels, no need to spark tools. Stop fools for being buffoons, bones ooze, the old schools. Room food, sipping your cruise, different improved distance. Sticky style, back to f*** up now. Poetry pop him until he dropping. Notice he ain't got no option. He kissed the rosaries of all the needs. Say, Lord, please, for all these fallacies, flaws, and foolish ways. Don't let me see Lucifer's gaze amazed. Flames ain't violate him. This instrumental annihilating. No debate, it won't stop until the wreck is. Drop. With the aggression in the voice, the definite choice over AMFM noise, enemy the alphabet boys. My raps are past the asteroids, out of worldly hoist. Me atop the totem pose, lo behold the chosen flow. Leave all my foes comatose, overdose of dope. No, I ain't falling for the okie doke. You drop the soap, prison nemesis is genesis, assist and exorcism. Lethal lyricism a given. A pilgrim native language is sicker than Boston Strangler. Spit preposterous stamina, you amateurs. I'm professional, no longer weapon. Pop him till he dropping like the trigger cock from the Glock in the palm. And I'm arming from Warren, from Lawrence to shores, sparring all in the name of being the illest. A short fuse killed this force field impenetrable. Lyricals most fearless. The flame flow flung to my name known and rung in hip hop. Talk repetitive darts at you until the chorus drop. Pop him, pop him, and cop him, top him until he drop.
Toss repetitive darts at you until the chorus drop. Yo, why did you hit that record so hard?
Oh, man, come on. You know what I do.
I know, but you had options on that one.
Yeah, I had to go there.
That's
that
what's
needed
up.
That. That needed that.
That's what's you up, know? Man.
I'm very happy, you understand, with this project. I'm super excited for people to hear, man. It's just a dope project. And as you know, like I said, we just landed from Cuba last night, drove from Newark, New Jersey, wow, to Boston, just so we can, you know, spend a couple of, a few hours in the bed before we jumped on a flight right now. We're on our way to Amsterdam.
Launching a tour, right?
Yep, absolutely. And then when we get back, we got a few things happening in the States as well. So, yes, I mean, we're going to full-fledged push. The new label is BMGI, Belize Music Group Incorporated. And, you know, it's been a bit hectic, but, like, the response has been phenomenal. The support has been phenomenal. We're just super excited for the things we got in store this year.
I'm excited, man. It's fun. One thing about you is definitely consistency. You just keep them coming. And it's funny because you said you switched the release date to the Friday, and I was actually going to ask how you've adjusted with the times, like paying attention to industry trends and stuff, because Greatest X, you had a 35-song album, and I feel like you were going to, the trend now is longer albums or really short albums that people play over and over to like juke the stats, but I feel like you were going to drop that album regardless if that was a trend or not. Like,
yeah, like we never follow. I don't mean to cut you off, but we don't follow the trend. Like we do buck the trend, and we like, you know, being told. It's funny because Static and Terminology, you know, they obviously been doing their thing for years, and they were telling me how, you know, the new release date is this date, and I'm like, well, how is that the release date if I don't say it's the release date? you know what I mean? If I kind of determine what release date, and but it's true. I'm not even trying to be funny. It's like, that's the reality.
Yeah.
We get caught so much up in what the industry tells you it needs to be and what the trends are, and I've never been one to follow the trends. So anybody who knows me knows that that's what it was going to be from day one anyway.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, following up on Greatest X, though. So, like, you could have, like I said, 35 songs. You could be pushing that album for years, and some artists would. You could keep dropping videos as long as you wanted. It feels like you're just on to the next one. Is that just your style, or is that like how you work, or like what is the thought process behind that? Like, do you feel like you just have to keep dropping?
That's a great question. Greatest X is a album that still remains a mainstay in a lot of places I go to, and I'm able to like perform various records from that album. So it's not as if I've moved on from it. It's just like my catalog has been, you know, broadened, and it consistently gets broadened with albums like Greatest X, you know, like I've had phenomenal producers over the years, and I've been able to, like, you know, utilize records like 25th Hour and this or that from Static and like things like that to remain in my catalog. And I am going to work. I'm going to continue to work Greatest X. There's like 7 records I can do on the Greatest X on this tour. You know, people rock with them.
That's dope.
And, you know, I don't, maybe not do another video, but like, you know, they become consistent mainstays and classics over the years.
Was there a song on it that jumped out that you didn't expect that to happen with?
On the Greatest X?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. I knew what the response was going to be. I think the Back Home record, really, the joint that was with Short Fuse, a lot of people responded to it as we would perform it. And, you know, being able to, like, utilize some of the great lyrics from, like, Beantown Bully Brethren was a phenomenal opportunity, you know, to highlight cats like Bakari and Senna and KR, well, formerly KR. He's on tour with us now, Andre X. But, like, you know, it was great to be able to highlight not only them, but also to highlight, you know, Fuse.
Yeah. Shout Fuse
so,
one
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Fuse is the man.
Of course. Hey, how long is it ever taking you to like write a song, whether it be on like any of your albums? Like, how long does it usually take you to write a song?
I write so fast, like I don't know. Like, it's tough to say. Like, I'm just a quick writer. I always have been, and you know, like that's not like toot my own horn. It's just the process works for me that way. But I mean, I'm a slow reader. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just like, You know, we have certain things that work well for us, other things. Like, I it takes me a long time to absorb a book.
Okay.
You know, but, like, when it comes to, like, writing, it's just I've mastered a quicker way of approaching it.
Yeah, with you coming on, we got a lot of questions like that, like, about your style and writing and stuff. And it's funny because we saw you on 24 and 20. Like, we know you're efficient in the studio. I've seen you knock out probably 1,000 words in 8 minutes, you know.
And then, man. That was such a dope project and concept. I appreciated being a part of that, man. That was such a great thing. And I love what you do pushing our culture forward just in general, not just talking about, you know, New England, but I'm talking about in general.
Respect. Likewise, man. Likewise, for sure. You're out there every day. We've been getting questions like that. And it's dope to hear that you're going to go back to that. And it's going to keep moving. But so here's another question with the, actually, first of all, because I heard this on the last song on Plans before I forget. It is dope how often y'all keep Scientific's name out there. Because I just heard Term drop it on the Millie's album. And I just want to say, I think it's really dope how you guys do that and keep him alive. Because I never met the dude. He was a little before my time, but I feel like it would be crazy if I didn't know his contributions.
It was important. He kind of like paved the way and path for a lot of us as young MCs, not even just young MCs, but producers. So like paying homage and respect for those who like kind of did that for us. Like it's imperative that we like, you know, we recognize those who did that for us, especially coming from a small city like Lawrence, Massachusetts. It's just difficult. He already knew. He was like, yo, he talk about Scientific. Yeah, because it's important. It's very important that we remember those who kind of made, like, open the doors,
mm-hmm.
You know? And that's why I salute Edo the way I do, you know, because Edo is a phenomenal MC, but a human being who, like, kind of, like, you know, led the brigade for a lot of us and continues to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So while we're still talking about stuff like this, going overseas and stuff, we're just going to slam a bunch of stuff in here, and then we're going to let you get on the plane. But Skeptica.
Oh, good luck.
Dude, I just saw this Skeptica video, Hour of Death, with you and Spenna and Relentless.
Absolutely.
That video is nuts.
Yeah, yo, man. It's funny you said that, because when we were in Jersey last night, we were watching that video. I was putting my brother on to that video, because my brother, for those who don't know, he lives in Atlanta, and in the Atlanta outskirts area or whatever. And like, you know, he went on this trip with us to Cuba. And we were just talking about dope videos and how we could, like, you know, up the ante on this album. And the Skeptica video came up, like, as one of those videos that was, like, really standout-ish. So salute to Skeptica, salute to Spender and Relentless. Those are all phenomenal artists, and it was a dope opportunity to be a part of that.
Yeah, Bizzo put me onto it. We were driving. He's like, wait a minute, watch this. Because if anyone hasn't seen it, Skeptica, Skeptika, with Spender, Relentless, Rex.
That's real dope you brought that up.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Like, that's an international rap, you know?
Who shot the video?
This dude, Skeptica, I guess.
Dude who actually produced the record also shot the video.
Oh, wow.
And that's the homie. Like, that's all we call him. We call him Clapton Skeptica. You know what I'm saying? Because he's Clap Nation. Like, we go out there, we get twisted and stuff like that. And he's out there in Vienna. That's my boy. He's Greek. He's out in Vienna right now. And shout out to him, like, for, like, not only mastering the production on it, but also, like, you know, coming up with a great film.
Yeah.
A piece of art, you know?
Yeah, we'll definitely drop a link to it with the podcast. What else, like, anything else you want to get off your chest? Anything you've been dying to talk about?
I just want to keep putting it out there that BMGI is going to be an outlet for a lot of people. It's Bullies Music Group Incorporated. It's Dice and myself who, like, we're going to kind of not only offer a place for us to put out our records, but, like, for those who know, we got the Bullies brand, and we got other brands that we're coming out with to, you know, kind of highlight some of the fashion aspects. And then we also going to be doing a lot of booking. So we're just excited about Bullies Music Group.
That's what's up, Bullies. Yeah, man, the Bullies are a movement. I was listening back to our first time having you on the air. And if any listeners are tuned in now, this would be your fourth appearance. You've been on here two times solo and once with ST. So go back and check those if y'all haven't. But the first one was crazy because it was right after y'all got back from that first A3C and Bullies was just becoming a thing. And there's also a lot of gems in there, too, about records that people need to listen to. The Organized Confusion joint, Word Life, like a lot of stuff we were talking about. So,
indeed. Oh, man, how do I get a hold of that?
I'm going to send it to you. I'll email it to you.
Send me that link. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Dude, it's been great building with you over the years, and we appreciate the love as well.
Likewise.
So.
I definitely got to salute and commend you for, like, having, you know, a platform like this, man.
Absolutely, man. And where can people follow up, like, if they want to keep track of what Rex is up to? What's the best place to do that online?
Everything is rexhiphop.com. Everything is rexhiphop on my handles, on IG and everything. Twitter is the real Rex. However, we just came up with bulliesmusic.com. So
okay.
You're gonna be able to go there to kind of like purchase all the new clothing and all of the new CDs and vinyl, like vintage vinyl that we're going to be putting out, and all these different. I got this thing I'm going to be doing with my demo tape. Like I have a demo that like not too many people have heard,
and oh,
I'm kind of like, it's going to be fun.
I can't
I'll
wait.
Say that much.
Yeah, dude, that's another thing.
It's going to be fun to get that one up there.
That's dope, man. I'm excited. And hit us up when you're back, and let's link. And it doesn't have to be on Tuesday, but let's link and talk about some stuff.
Appreciate you so much.
All right, travel safe. Give my best to Fuse. And, we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
All right, Uncle Sammy.
All right, peace. We're going to get into that East Coast party now. Brand new Rex and Short Fuse. This is off the new album dropping on Friday, 9/14. Live Free or Die.
Niño, vente conmigo, escúchame.
Come on. Ain't no party like the East Coast party, cause the East Coast party don't quit. See me down here, hot, it don't stop rocking to the tick tock. Show ain't stopping, no, it don't stop rocking, no, it don't stop, no, it don't stop rocking, no, it don't stop, no, it don't stop rocking, no, it don't stop, no, it don't stop rocking, no, it don't.
Incredible flows, I boast the most East Coast toast to the oldest of schools. I'm the holder of a Jew Zulus in the jungle, brother. Mood to the quest. It was naughty by Tretch, main naughty boy Rex on the ledge. BPM got my head insane on some Cypress Hill of the House of Pain. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, and I'm a method. Rep this. I came to bring the pain on the record. I can't even explain how the music got me going gone. Took a hit from the bomb. Let's be real, I hit that song. I know. Give me the mix to go in this bottle, cast still proper to the last drop. It don't stop rocking.
No, we don't stop. You know 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 we don't stop.
Ain't no party like the East Coast party, cause the East Coast party don't quit. Give me that hip hop. You don't stop rocking to the tip top. Show ain't stopping. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't. When the East in the house, oh my God. Rex, Short Fuse, two peas in a pod. Short Fuse, Rex, or the ring chaos. Make the coin toss, head tails, you lost. Let the rhythm hit him so hard on the ledge like he rock him a lot. God MC with the squad, S-C-R-E-E-T-S, be raw. Bean Tan, Bully Avenue, Boulevard. Award is a tall audience, is a flaw like.
Yo.
Popo be like, woo, woo. We like the police.
True.
Andy up like Billy Dance, faking the funk, gaining the plans. Champion hoodie and baggy pants, spray can in hand, in the B-boy stand. Cast still poppin' to the last drop. Don't stop rocking, no, it
don't stop. You know we don't stop. You know we don't stop. You know we don't stop.
Ain't no party like an East Coast party, cause the East Coast party don't quit. Give me that hip hop. You don't stop rocking to the tip top. Show ain't stopping. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't stop. No, it don't stop rocking. No, it don't
stop. You know we don't stop. You know we don't stop. You know we don't stop. You know we don't.
trying to get paid, even though it ain't right. People always throwing shade. We just trying to find a light. Me and my straight, even though we always fight. The girls will never chase. You know they're just picking sides. We living for the summer day.
Puffin' kiwi in a truckload. Cut though, blowin' out a cloud of Dutch smoke. One phone call, I have them comin' by the busload. Yeah, name another outta, cause I spit it how I live it. Plus I'm comin' for them commas. In it for them digits, we just hustlin' for dollars. Tryna live it to the limit like we ain't gon' see tomorrow. Life is funny, not a joke involved. I got the city on my shoulders like some overalls. And keep a pretty little bitty with me smoking rhymes. And we can kick it long as she gon' follow protocol. True G, play the hand, I was dealt, giving no handouts. Set them b****s on the shelf. Seen the bigger picture, now my plan is for wealth. And at least 100 acres worth of land for myself.
We out here trying to get paid, even though it ain't right. People always throwing shade. We just trying to find a light. Even though we always fight, yeah. The girls will never change. You know they just picking sides. We living for the summer day. Party all summer night. We living for the summer day. Party all summer night. Me and my straight. Even though we always fight, we living for the summer day. Party all summer night.
You can't come for what your baby mother. Somebody might go to shit. I'm at the party in the cut low. Sweat is out from the blunt roll. Stay away from the gun smoke. The summer breeze, what a grind for. It's what I hustle for, yeah.
All fact, keep the fiction to a minimum. Feeling like Diddy, now it's all about the Benjamins. Saji built like a denim with my Timberlands. Any more living life like it's limitless.
Yeah, summertime, get the grills lit. Backyard full of parents and the little kids. Elder screaming cause I'm young, it's hard to deal with. Reminiscing, wishing one day we can live rich. Flagging me, I play the game for keep screaming. Rest in peace to Shins cause he paved the way for me. Get a praising man cause he waked me from my sleep. Could've chosen for this game, still I gave away for free. Just out here trying to chase checks. They cruise the city blowing Doja in the Grape Lex. Who's so strategic you would think the music game's chess. And scary part is I have yet to reach my apex. Trying to get paid, even though it ain't right. People always throwing shade. We just trying to find a light. Me and my straight. Even though we always fight. The girls will never change. You know they're just picking sides.
Sing along, gone. Hit that low mass. We won't stop.
keep it lit, boss. I'm the sauce, I'm the boss.
Mula, 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 what's in my mula? Mula, 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 can you come mula? Mula, 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 what's in my mula? Mula, 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 keep like a mula. Yeah. And I be living like I'm Rob Johnson. In my mind, tryna get it, then I'll never stop it. Do you mind? Take it back. Just cock it to a time when I was struggling. As another, and these rhymes got my business up, my brand's a profit. All my life is to see my family all live rich. In this life, started poor, but God gave this. He's right, he can change a boy into something.
Lens all gone, on a low blast. Sang along, gone, he's a low mass. We won't stop, keep it let pass. I'm the sauce, I'm the boss.
Mula, 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 what's in my mula? Mula, 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 can you come mula? Mula, 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 what's in my mula? Mula, mula, mula.
All right, we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was Mula from Mawat. I don't know. So every now and then we just jump into our submissions, especially on nights like tonight where we weren't expecting to play anything but Rex, but we had a little bit shorter interview due to the situation. So we just played that randomly. Shout out to him. Before that, we had G.I.'s with Summer Days. And yeah, Rex and Short Fuse dropping on Friday. I'm usually very against phone interviews, but that wasn't too bad as far as phone interviews go. So
there was definitely energy there.
Definitely energy. Son, he had a good connection. I've had some nightmare ones before, but that was dope. You excited for the album?
I am excited for the album.
Can we talk about what you were saying off air, on air for 1 second?
Yes.
All right. So like, what was he talking about?
Would you,
and at us, at LFOD Radio and Rex Hip Hop, or The Real Rex on Twitter, would you want to hear Rex do a Kiki challenge?
Or something
like that.
Okay.
Would you want Rex to throw his hat in the ring and do some meme stuff?
And can we say the reason why?
Of course.
Okay. Do you mind?
All right. So I was suggesting that because I was saying, hey, like, it's one thing to follow a trend, but it's another thing when you're like super, super talented, when you're super, super dope, like an amazing lyricist. And also when you have like a specific character about you, you can end up shifting trends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's what Joyner Lucas has been doing since he came out, which was what made him popular, you know, with the whole Panda freestyle thing. Like, everybody was doing a remix to Panda.
He did the remixes.
And yeah, and then he did like a remix to Panda, and then what? There was another song that he did that everybody was like, oh my god.
I think
god.
Bank Account was big for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, people were doing a lot of remixes to Bank Account, and then he was like, oh, I'm gonna do a remix to Bank Account, and then no one's allowed to get on this beat anymore. You know what I mean? So I feel like in that sense, like, it's more or less not really following, but more or less shifting the tides and more or less kind of like changing the trends, and then making everybody kind of like match your energy in regards to like how you approach it.
Are memes the new mixtapes?
I mean,
like,
Wayne really
used to take a beat and make it his? Well, because Joyner does that and Token does that a lot too, but I still don't think people today, like, they're still just rapping, you know, very technically over mainstream beats.
Yeah.
Like Wayne, 50, not to be old, but they would actually take your beat and make a whole new song, and you wouldn't even have known. Like,
yeah,
it was no longer your song.
And I think, like, the point that we were making, when we were speaking off air, is the reason why we were saying this is because we're not saying that this is anybody. We're not specifically saying anyone, but it's
no.
Just like, what's it called? A lot of people who have been in the game for a long time have a tendency to not want to do or work with like a lot of modern trends and stuff like that. And it's, you know, when you get into the trend area, it's very risky.
Because you can be shaky. A flash in the pan 15 minutes.
Right. And then you could just be seen as someone who's a clout chaser, which a lot of people understand. But at the same exact time, it's kind of like, you know, you got to modernize to keep up.
It would be cool to see him smash one.
Yeah.
You like, know, if it was your thing, then it's a gimmick.
Yeah, right.
And not against Joyner, but like you said, Joyner is now known for doing these like topical video, and that's what he wanted to be known for.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Rex wants to be known for...
No.
Just crushing meme challenges.
Yeah, of course not.
But it would,
like,
be dope. I agree, though. I think it would be dope to see
it
him
would,
do it.
It would get some, it would definitely get some eyes traction. On people, and especially, like, it would definitely kind of bring, like, a newer audience, because here's the deal. Like, the thing about, like, Rex is, like, he's, like, a super lyrical
He
dude.
Is and the best rapper I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. And it's just, like, a lot of people, like, in order for everybody else to kind of understand that or know that, it's just, like, you kind of have to, you know, more or less step into the environment of everyone else and then completely realize and then make them realize that you are the wolf. You know what I mean? So, like, everybody else is kind of like, oh, yeah, we're just having fun. And you just come in and you just start rapping. And then everybody's like, oh, wow, he's being serious. Okay, cool.
That's some hip-hop stuff. That's what it is.
It's like everybody's like, oh, yeah, like, we can relax. And then there's that one guy that comes through and he's just like, oh. And then everybody's like, oh, all right, so now I gotta get serious? All right, bet. And I feel like if Rex did that with at least, like, one of these challenges, like, everybody would be like, oh, okay, so...
I can't cool. wait to see you academics post Rex fire or nah.
College kid gives me aneurysms. But those are the pages that you know.
Just real quickly let them know, hey, this dude's here. And then you can go search back and you can find 25th Hour. You can find, like, you can do your history on Rex and be like, okay, this dude
he's going in, a savage.
And he says a lot, too. He's not just rapping.
He's not lyrical, miracle, spiritual, individual.
He does
criminal.
That. Yeah.
I mean, but he says words,
Rex
though.
Says a lot of things.
He says, like, he has content.
They're not just rhyming because they rhyme, you know? The words are there for a reason. I think he had, like, we'll share the old episodes. I sent him the email, too. But we were talking about that. He's elevated the flow a few times to places where you're like, oh, I didn't know you could rap like that. There's only a few MCs who've done that. And he's one of them. Shout out to Rex, man.
Shout out.
Shout out to Short Fuse. Shout out to all Lawrence.
But we need a vote. Like, we still need a...
Yeah, we'll have to talk to him about this and see what we can get happening. Maybe we'll shoot the video.
Of course.
That would be dope.
If we do shoot the video, it'll be nuts.
Maybe we'll have one rapper do a meme a month. It'll be a new LFOD thing.
Yes.
All right. We got to get out of here. We are back next week with Block to Booth. I'm very excited for that. We'll be letting you know more about them in the days to come.